Baz and Jamar. Just turn it up and turn it up. Toronto's morning show.
So funny. 5:27 on a Wednesday morning.
I can't see you, but I can hear you.
Oh, trust me, you're not missing much.
Oh no.
Anyway. I'm laughing because when you were gone last week, Marilyn.
Yeah.
We had a funny discussion about a discovery about Jennifer Aniston.
What was the discovery?
Well, TikTok, I can't take credit for this. TikTok, the TikTok nation.
Okay.
Realized that Jennifer Aniston may have had what they call a vocal tic. Like when she talks on the show Friends, or when she did talk on the show Friends, before she'd make a joke.
Right.
She'd do this thing where she'd kind of like clear her throat as if to punctuate, to pre-punctuate the joke to give it a little more kick.
Okay.
And they strung together some audio of the many times she does this. Take a listen.
What?
These are all separate occurrences.
So she would clear her throat before landing the joke.
Yes, before she gets to a punchline.
Wow, so
says,
that was her tick.
She'd be like, and then I realized it was a dog. Like that's what she'd do. Like
that was her timing.
Yeah, well, the weirder part was that Meredith and Miles pointed out that they believe that I have a tick too. And I really thought they were joking. I thought they were conspiring against me. To just make me, you know, look so crazy.
So Meredith Shaw, who filled in for me last week, and Miles have constantly been telling you, consistently, you have a tick. And you said no until we witnessed it yesterday.
I witnessed the tick yesterday, and I'm going to call myself out. I did it, and I didn't even realize it. I was like, oh my gosh, that's the tick that they're talking about. And Miles, I called myself immediately when I did it, right?
I'm glad you did. It's taken you this long. I feel like you've been doing it since I first moved here. And it's usually
in denial, huh?
It's the noise that Jamar makes when he's kind of scrambling for something in his head or trying to think about the time maybe or the weather.
What's it sound like?
You go like this. You go, I think it's going to be...
And when he did that, I was like, that's ridiculous, bro. I was like, that sounds crazy. There's no way I do that. I said, you're making it up. I really thought in my head they were making it up until I actually did it yesterday.
And
I said something.
And,
I was like, yeah well, you know.
Well, like, being a witness to the crime.
Yes.
I thought, as soon as you did that, you went, oh my gosh. Look, I did it. And I had no idea what you were talking about because it was Miles and Meredith who had been talking about it. I said, tell me more.
Well, there it is.
And you did it. And it's like you're going through a Rolodex because it gives you time to think about what you're going to say.
Plays out in my head
as
if I'm spinning through a Rolodex to get to the next point. And it's strange.
So, Miles, how long have you been with us, Miles? How long have you been with us?
Since September 2019, so.
And you noticed that right away.
Yeah, right away.
Yeah. And he's just coming to grips with that's what he does.
So that's it.
That's nothing wrong with that. It's better than land a joke.
I mean, I don't know. It's less invasive and less weird.
Now someone just needs to make a TikTok video about you.
Let's see. Shannon Burns on that one. She's a TikTok queen. Yeah,
it's about 3 o'clock, you know, like stuff like that.
Wow, that's funny. No one's ever pointed that out to you before.
I have no idea.
Wow.
As soon as we mentioned it, a lot of listeners text in on 104.536 and we're like, yeah, he does do that.
I had no idea. I thought this was one grand big production to get a laugh at my expense, but they were absolutely right.
Jamar, I have never heard you do that on the air. That is funny.
Well, the show ends at 9, I promise you, by then.
We'll be watching it. Everybody's got a tick. Well, I tell you, whoever took the time to string all those Jennifer Aniston clearing the throat had a lot of time on their hand during lockdown. That's amazing.
As we all do, right?
Yeah.
So, quite funny. 5:32 on Chum 104.5.
Chum 104.5. Horoscopes. Leo.
Fellow lions and lionesses of the jungle, the more passionately someone tries to persuade you of something, the more you should take time to think through their proposition. What they are suggesting could be beneficial to you, but decide carefully. Your day is a 7, Leo.
Virgo.
You're not telling me you as a Leo have got any kind of propositions lately, have you? Is that what you're doing?
Not at the moment. Maybe in the next 30 minutes, baby.
Okay, fine. Hey, Virgo, the ability to fulfill your desires is dependent on knowing what they are. Planning and opportunity are prominent traits in your sign today, Virgo. You can have more success if you just focus. Virgo, your day is a 9.
Libra.
You maybe have a reason for wanting to make a purchase, especially on Amazon or Kijiji. If there's something you've coveted for a while, then obtaining it could be so rewarding. Romantically, you could be keen to connect with someone you've admired from afar. Look out for that. Your day is a 5, Libra.
Ooh, looks like Libra and Leo might be getting together.
Maybe. Careful. Be careful. Balance. Balance. All right.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
When you wake up.
Mornings on Chum 104.5.
Man, as time goes on, it just gets more and more complicated to be a person.
Yeah, when you say you want to be my roommate, it's even more complicated than we knew now. Yeah, like we knew from long ago.
100%. I mean, before you get married, you have to think about, okay, how do I speak to this person about having a prenuptial agreement? And if you forget that step, you have to figure out how to have a post-nuptial agreement, right? Wow. Raving your hand?
Well, you know, Jim and I have a post-nup because we wanted to get him into this country.
Okay.
So we knew that we were going to get married, and so we did get married, and so we called separate lawyers and said we were going to do a post-nup. They said, okay, just to have something. And really what that's about is it's not about leaving. It's about when something happens that, because we both have kids, who gets what?
How do the assets get divided?
Yeah, that's all. Right? It's just to support the will, really. That's all it
now,
is.
Do either of you own a dog?
No.
Right.
No, but that could be a little glitchy.
And I never thought about that. Yeah. Like, dog owners, you know, if you're in a relationship and eventually the relationship ends, who gets the animal? Who gets the pet?
In comes
what they're now calling the pup nup. It's an agreement that lawyers are now drawing up for couples so they can figure out who owns the animal if in the event that the relationship ends.
Yes. Or somebody dies.
Right.
Who gets the pet? So you would think, Jamar, let's just say you and I are in court.
Okay.
That you and I were living together. We decide that's not working.
Uh-huh.
It's a little contentious, but you know, I give you the lamp, you get the couch, I get the panini press.
Right. But who gets Fluffy?
Fluffy. Okay. So I'm looking at Fluffy. I'm going, well, you know what? I bought Fluffy.
Yeah, but I've been feeding Fluffy for the last how many years and scooping its, you know, its poop.
And taking it for a walk. So guess what? What the courts would say.
What would the courts say?
You get Fluffy.
Wow.
You could potentially get Fluffy. So it's about not who just bought it. If the dog came into the relationship, you know, and it was bought by somebody else, it's about who took care of the pet the most. And that's what you have to think about.
Look what I'm reading here. In the event that the marriage ends in divorce, a pup-nup agreement can save a lot of time, money, and emotional stress. Mm-hmm. By deciding in advance how to split up assets and the animal, including visitation rights.
Right. I have a friend who lived with a guy, and same sex couple.
Yeah.
And they split, and it was amicable, but the guy got mad afterwards and will not let my friend see his dog. The dog. Now, it wasn't his dog, but it was a dog that came into the relationship.
Sure.
And on that note, there's a guy that was talking here on one of the things that I read. He said that he and this woman were together for 3 years, living together for the past 15 months or so. And my ex had purchased the dog and then ended up taking care of him a lot. And then he got really, he bonded with the dog.
Right.
And so when they split, it was more money in court to decide who got the dog more than the loss of the relationship.
Wow.
So, I mean, dogs are like kids to a lot of people. You know, they it's not like it's a lamp, you know, a couch, a chair. It's part of the family.
I know. And I'm not a dog owner, so this sounds very, very strange to me.
Yeah.
So but you, at the when, same time,
right,
it must be a thing because it's enough for lawyers to say they're drawing up pup-nups.
Yeah, so they get through all this stuff and they get to the dog or the cat or whatever, and that's where they get stuck. So think about that before you live with somebody. If you're doing a prenup, about who gets the dog or who gets the cat.
Just out of curiosity for anyone listening, if you're a pet owner and you're in a relationship, how would you feel if your partner got complete custody of the pet that you now share? I just want to know.
Marilyn.
Colin, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
The trend is that lawyers are now drawing up not just prenuptial agreements or postnuptial agreements if you forget to do the prenup. They're also drawing up pupnups.
Mm-hmm.
A solution for people who want to just kind of put it out there. Hey, if we do end this relationship, this is how we're going to either divide up. Well, you're not going to divide up the dog.
Here's how we're going to deal with fluffy.
This is how we're going to either share the dog or share custody, or either you get the dog completely or I have
visitations. All that stuff.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah, because when they're going to court, what's happening, as I mentioned before, is they're getting down to the dog, and the dog is not a possession. The dog is part of the family. And that's why they're really fighting over the dog. And they thought, oh, we never really thought about that before. So no matter if you bought the dog or not, it's who really took care of the dog while you were together.
But I'll just put it out there. I'm not a dog owner, so I don't have the emotional attachment to a pet like that. It's kind of hard for me to relate to.
Yeah.
But let's just listen to what the people said.
Okay.
Anna says, yeah, I would go to jail if someone took my dog from me. I just asked the question earlier, what would you do if your partner left the relationship with the animal?
Oh, wow. Yeah,
Anna says
that's
she
strong.
Would go to jail. That's a mm-hmm. strong feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Another texter in Toronto says, I would give up my home before I'd give up my dog.
See, that's love. That is love.
Is that a fiscally sound responsibility? The home is an appreciating asset. The dog is a de-poop. Creating
you are not
that,
a dog owner,
a dog
so
owner.
You're not getting it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see. Yeah.
He did it again.
I said. Yeah.
That's what Jamar going through his Rolodex.
That was me literally reading the text and deciding if I'm going to read it or not.
Okay, Miles.
Put a dollar in the jar.
All right, dollar in the jar.
Texter says from Hamilton. My pup is diabetic, and I'm his primary care, so
yeah.
I doubt that would ever happen for me specifically.
Right.
But if it did, I'd be heartbroken.
Yeah.
I get it. Pet custody is even more complicated when it comes to parrots, because they can talk. Just imagine in a court battle, for example, the judge awards custody to the husband. The parrot says, I want my mama. I know a parrot in Houston that speaks three languages.
Wow. You're a cheater. You're a cheater. You don't know.
Right. This is a problem I do not have.
So they're saying pupnup, but we're including all animals.
Parrotnup.
Yeah, parrotnup. How about that? So just remember, you're living with somebody and you're thinking about that exit strategy as we talked about earlier, Jamar. Just be well aware that the dog and the cat say they're in part of it, too.
It's a lot to think about.
Yeah.
All right. 6:15 on Chum 104.5. Don't forget to ask the lawyer about the pop knob. You might need it.
Now, the 6:30 games on Chum.
Okay, the 6:30 games shall commence. Mm-hmm. Let's bring in our players. Playing on Team Maryland is Clark.
Good morning,
Clark. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Downsview.
Nice to have you with us today. Who's on your team, Jamar?
I'm playing with Anissa.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. Thank you. And where are you calling from?
I'm on my way home from night shift.
Nice.
Okay.
Great. Thank you for working all night as you did.
What did you do all night?
I'm a cop in Toronto.
Okay.
Double thank you.
Protecting our city. Yeah.
Double thank you for that.
Okay, very good.
So it's 6:31. Let's play our game this morning, which is Truth or Trash Headlines. Mm-hmm. Headlines, okay? Mm-hmm. So we'll read you a supposed news headline. You have to tell us whether this headline is truth, or trash.
Right.
False.
The prize this morning is a full platter assortment of candy from Cured Catering Toronto, delivered right to your door. And they've got such great stuff. Not just candy, they got charcuterie with beautiful cheeses and meats and everything. So for your hosting needs, charcuterie boards, brunch options, and so much more, check out Cured Catering Toronto. Details at chum1045.com.
Very cool. Let's get you something.
Sounds yummy.
Yeah, for that sweet tooth, let's see if you can win this. Okay, Anissa, are you ready? We're going to go first.
Okay.
Truth or trash? Will Smith says he'll consider running for president of the United States in the near future. Is that truth or trash?
Probably true.
It's very funny that you said probably true, because you're not sure that if it was true, but you said sounds very likely.
Yep.
Based on what, Will Smith or just Americans in general?
Just kind of the states and everything that's been going on lately.
Okay, good call. Next headline. Truth or Trash. Instagram announces new feature allowing you to broadcast live with three other people. Is that truth or trash?
That's true. You can do four people now.
Yeah, exactly. Live rooms available soon globally. They're rolling it out as we speak. Very good. So you got two. Number three. Faulty Alexa smart speaker finally loses it and demands a please from its user. True or trash?
I'm going to say trash.
Wow.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong. Sorry, that was a... It was a trash, but you got it right.
Right, exactly.
Right. It's very confusing. I know, Miles. There's so many buttons to push. Yes. But anyway, that's funny.
Your trash was the truth.
Yeah, there
Your
you
trash
go.
Trash was the truth.
So what do we have now, guys?
So she's got all three right.
Straight A student. Here we go. Okay, Clark, are you ready?
I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, you are. You got this. Okay, so Clark, The Late Show moves to a new time and becomes The Late, Late, Late Show after surveying a survey showed that viewers like staying up later. Is that truth or trash?
I'd say with the pandemic, it's true.
No, it's trash. James Corden still broadcasts at the same time. And that is the end of the game.
because
she got all right. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Clark, thanks for playing today. Try again tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
Pass me the coffee.
The Chum Morning Show.
Question for you, Marilyn, and question for all the parents of, I guess, older children.
Yeah.
Your kids ever ruin something for you? Completely ruin it? Like, it's all your kids' fault why maybe you lost your job, or it's all your kids' fault why you got caught out there. Maybe your husband or your wife found out something about you and your kid completely ruined it for you.
Not that I can think of, but give me a couple of minutes.
Sure. Think about it. Check out this story.
All right.
A Nike executive, actually a huge executive, a VP, resigned from her job because her son used her credit card to fund a sneaker resale business that he was doing on the internet.
Like, so she works for Nike?
She was the 25-year executive veteran of Nike. And her son, 19-year-old kid, used her credit card to buy over $100,000 of limited edition shoes.
Like the limited edition shoes.
Yeah, the shoes that like people can't get their hands on. That like you gotta like wait in line to get, or maybe you have to get like a special code to get ahead of line or whatever.
And she would know that code. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she was really, really, really high up in Nike. This made Bloomberg News. I mean, this was huge.
So how did he get busted?
Well, he used the credit card to buy $100,000 in the shoes, and then, like the bonehead, like most kids are, started posting about the shoes he was reselling on his social media.
Oh my gosh!
Like, pretty much, they caught him on social media. They're trying to figure out what was going on. They're like, "Wait a second, those are the shoes."
Yeah,
and then he pretty much told on himself and got his mom's job.
Miles, you found this story, and you know, did you see it too? Did you see him posting that?
Yeah, he's there posing in front of thousands of shoe boxes. Like, look at me, look at all these limited edition sneakers that you can't get because I've got them all. I'd imagine through his mum's connections.
And you can buy them on my website for X amount of dollars.
Well, he's entrepreneurial. So she got fired. Yeah. That is awful.
It's messed up.
But busted. Like, you know, why can't I get a hold of these shoes or get them? And here he is, he's got them. Wow. That probably not the first time someone has lost a job for a mate or a parent or, you know, children, right?
Or just ruined it.
Or ruined it, yeah.
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 I could tell you about the check scam of 93.
Can we talk about the check scam of 93?
Sure. We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes.
Oh, man. I got to wait for that. All right.
Yeah. I've never forgotten that. That was a big mistake.
Is this
why
your
mom is still speaking to you, though?
Is this why you moved to Canada?
Maybe.
I will answer all the questions.
All right.
Right after this.
Wake up, Toronto. Let's keep it moving.
Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar on Chum.
That's the thing that scares me about parenthood on the way. You know, when your kids get old enough to actually I guess, what is it, determine your fate?
Yeah.
Or change your outcome or your circumstances?
Yeah, or they out you of some kind, you know, and you're going, huh?
Something, I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's what happened to the Nike executive, the GM. She had to resign because her son used her credit card to buy $100,000 of Nike shoes, which he actually put on his personal website to resell. These are limited edition expensive kicks.
Mm-hmm.
And he probably did it just for kicks, right?
No, I'm going to just, oh, yeah. But, you know, like, I give him A for entrepreneurship and 20 years to life in prison.
Maybe. I don't know.
Because, you know, I mean, honestly, you know, it's like people are looking for a gig. And he's thinking his mom doesn't give him enough money. This is my guess. Or that he's not making enough money. And it's entrepreneurial.
I just want to look cool on Instagram with all the latest sneakers. And yeah, I'm going
to
do that.
It was just the wrong way to go because his mom lost her job and probably her severance.
Well, let me tell you how kids can ruin it for you sometimes. Mm-hmm. I did. Once upon a time, back in, I want to say, about high school, Sean... I'm not going to say...
Don't say his last name.
Sean walks up to me. He's like, yo, you have a bank account? I'm like, yeah, my bank account's at my parents' bank. Now, my parents banked with a bank in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, had property at the bank, you know, mortgages through that bank, you know, checking accounts, saving accounts, whatever.
Yeah.
So they had a personal relationship with this bank. So Sean asked me, he goes, hey, my dude has these checks. He just doesn't have an account to cash them. So do you mind cashing these checks for me?
Oh, my gosh, Jamar.
And, you know, I was young, and I just didn't really understand how all this worked. So I was just like, yeah, sure, let's just go to the bank. We can cash them. So he gave me, like, a couple checks. I go to the bank. They know me by face. They know my family. I'm like, hey, can you cash these for me? And back then, the bank would cash a check for you against your account, you know, just trusting that the check is going to go through and everything's going to be fine. Until... the next day, my mom's account got hit for like thousands of dollars of bounced checks. They were fake checks.
Oh my gosh. So then what happened? Because did you find out about it?
The bank calls the house. My mom was like, what are you talking about? Like, what could happen? Well, your son came in and cashed these checks. Jamar! It was a big, big mess.
Your son came in to cash the checks.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it looked as though I was, you know, involved in something, and I just explained to them. I was like, yeah, I was just doing a favor for the friend. And it turned into this big, big mess. But she got the money back.
Oh, my God.
The original people with the checks got what they deserved.
Did they? Okay,
they
good.
They got what they deserved.
Good.
And I learned a massive lesson after that.
Oh, my gosh. I bet.
But, you know, I was at the age where you can...
Gullible, vulnerable.
But also could potentially ruin things for your parents.
Yeah.
Well, we have a text that's just come in from Sam. I've got him on the line. He's a dad, and I think his daughter did something that he wasn't very happy with.
Really?
Oh, Sam.
Sam. Did your daughter...
Are you laughing
at my story about how dumb I was?
Well, yeah, because I work at home and I'm listening to your program.
That's a completely true story. I'm embarrassed about it, but I just didn't understand banking and checking at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
like, he gives me three checks. Yeah, I'll cash the checks.
Sure.
What about you, Sam? You got a story?
I do. It was back in 2001, and I am a traveling salesman for the company, so I had a company credit card, so traveling around for the expenses. But, you know, one day I get this call from the company asking me why I would buy all these designer clothing and purses and so on like that. And I look at my wallet, and the credit card is still in the wallet.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thinking, okay, well, there's obviously fraud on the credit card, so just, you know, call the police.
Yeah.
So, you know, I said to myself, man, my daughter's young. You know, maybe she did something. Let me ask her. So I told her about the fraud, and she says to me, are you thinking it's me, Dad? And I'm like, no, I'm just asking you. She goes, you always blame me for these things, you know? And I thought to myself, boy, what a beautiful Academy of performance. You know, it couldn't have been her.
Right.
You're always blaming me. Okay.
They always think that.
Yeah.
So then in any case, she calls me. And about 3 or 4 hours later, and says it was me. And I says, what did you do? Well, when you went to bed on a Friday, I stole your card.
Stop
when you were
it.
Sleeping. And they went shopping on I guess it was a Saturday.
Yeah.
And had put my card back on Sunday night.
Ah.
When I went to bed.
Ah.
So in any case, embarrassingly, I had to phone my company and let them know that, you know, it was an internal problem and I'd have to, you know, either return items or, or you know, I'd have to pay for it.
Sam, how much of a problem was this, like, dollar amount?
How much?
It was about 10 G's.
What? Sam!
10 grand!
What?
Oh, yeah.
And she did this with a girlfriend, right?
She did it with a girlfriend. So now, imagine, I had to go to the girlfriend's parents' house. So I got out of my daughter who it was. So I went to their house.
Yeah.
And it was an uncle looking after the child for parents that were somewhere in the islands. So the parents weren't even...
Not there at the time.
It was an uncle.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So some of the merchants took some of the product back and some wouldn't. So I got stuck with about $3,000 or $4,000. So
but you have a beautiful purse. Sorry, say that again.
The uncle actually wrote me a check for the portion that wouldn't the stores wouldn't take back. So our company made a sweeping change. No salesman would ever have a company credit card again. You had to use your own credit card.
Because of your daughter.
Because of my
daughter. That's great. That's incredible.
We would have to expense it. Now, here's the blessing in disguise. I never paid for a personal airline ticket again because I got all these beautiful travel points.
Oh.
I kind of am sort of happy that it happened.
Well, last question is, did she at least get some really good Instagram photos out of it?
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like some really nice
Instagram
stuff.
Instagram back then in 2000.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Okay, well,
but you have a beautiful Gucci purse in your house, and that's good.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar.
And I wake up.
The Chum Morning Show.
On a recent podcast, Will Smith kind of threw out there that he actually thought about journeying into politics. And when asked if he would actually, in the future, think about possibly pursuing politics, he did not walk it back. He said, I will certainly do my part, whether it remains artistic or at some point venturing into the political arena. Will Smith might run for president someday. Like, I couldn't see him trying to be a congressman. Why? And that's just weird to me. Like, even as an American, like, the fact that so many celebrities and actors try to become president is kind of The Rock, right? Like, Miles, we were talking about this yesterday. Do you think, like, you're not American, but would you like it if The Rock ran for president? I don't even know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it wouldn't really affect me. I just feel that he is someone that tests very well.
Yeah.
He represents a lot of different backgrounds and cultures, and people kind of are attracted to his charisma and he's a very manly man, isn't he? He's very powerful. And he talks with authority. I feel like when he talks, people listen. So I don't know.
Is that all it takes?
I feel like it's just a popularity contest. Yeah.
Women gush.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, Marilyn, and I found out that Ronald Reagan was once an actor. Because, like, you know, he was like my first president. And I didn't really, he was just like...
Wait a minute, that makes me sad.
I'm sorry to say that.
Let me absorb that for just a moment. Okay,
Ronald Reagan was the first president, that's all I know. But then, when I found that in school that he had started out, I was he did like Westerns or something like that.
Oh my gosh, he was in a lot of movies and quite well loved and some great movies. Was he a good actor?
Actor. Was he was a good actor?
Yeah.
It blew my mind. I think I found that out from like Back to the Future or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you know, sometimes I think people go, you know what, you'd be really good to run for political office. Now, he was the governor first, okay?
Of like California, right?
Of California.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I don't think he did anything before that as far as political. I don't remember. I can't remember the biography of Ronald Reagan. But he was a great speaker. It was great. It was very charming.
Yeah.
But he was very strong in his ways. And he had a very strong first lady, Nancy Reagan, who was also an actress. But she was very strong.
She was an actress, too.
Yes, she was. Not in a lot of movies, but that's how they met. So here's the thing. I think it's great that when we look at somebody who can do something, that's great. But I also think, I mean, Trump is a completely different, situation because he has never held political office. What Donald Trump wanted to do, from my understanding, is he wanted to be just the mayor of New York City.
Yeah, and that never worked out.
Out. So he went for that one. But the thing is that some people just have it, Jamar. They just have it.
And people what's the word I'm looking for?
They gravitate to
that charisma that people have.
That's right.
But it's weird to me. Like, to be a president, shouldn't you go through some, like, steps?
Well, that's
things?
What I think, too. But, you know, here's the thing about Reagan, from what I recall and what I hear what political people have to say about it. Mm. He surrounded himself with people who knew the political system and knew how to, in governance. Okay. So, I mean, he learned from being a governor, but then he, you know, was so good at it that that's why he ran. So, and then won. So, I mean, you have to have it, though. You have to have the gift of the gab. You have to be not afraid to give a speech.
Yeah.
You have to be able to always like people, you know?
Not afraid of the camera.
Not afraid of the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
And Will Smith is always charming. Always there. The Rock.
But
same
once
idea.
Once you get to that level where you're trying to go for political office, I mean, listen, yeah. Somebody hates, everyone is hated by somebody.
Somebody
will step forward on Viv OG, maybe. I don't know, because she didn't like... Well, they apologized. They kind of made up.
Mm-hmm.
Point is, someone will step forward and be like, no, not him. Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
Why? What is so different about Canada, why we don't see a lot of Canadian actors going for political office? Or maybe am I wrong there, or is that just not a thing so much?
Well... A lot of them moved down to the States to get work.
Right.
Is one of the things.
Like, does Seth Rogen want to come back and be the prime minister? Ever?
Oh, he'd be groovy, wouldn't he? I know a lot of journalists who have taken political office.
Marcy Ian recently.
Yeah, Marcy. Gosh, I can't. Seamus O'Regan, who used to do a show for CTV in the morning. He's out in the Maritimes.
Okay.
So a lot of those people, or they become ambassadors or that sort of thing. But yeah, political, I don't know. I always say Rick Mercer, because he'll call anybody out from the CBC.
Okay.
I love him.
Okay.
I love him. Rick Mercer can run for anything. I go, yeah. He knows it because he gets it.
Can I ask the audience something? You guys, is there any person, Canadian actor, famous person?
Or personality.
Personality.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Daytime TV.
Daytime TV.
No.
There we go.
No,
now we're talking.
No, no.
And I'd be your campaign manager.
Wake me up.
It's Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Chum 104.5.
Get up.
Chum 104.5 News, this just in. President Will Smith is sitting down for lunch with Prime Minister Wayne Gretzky. How does that sound to you?
Oh, that's CBC-ish. Good on you.
You like that? All right. Maybe I do have a future.
We'll have more at 6.
We'll have more never. Because that sounds very unlikely. Or is it likely? Will Smith recently said in a podcast that he not only thought about possibly putting his name into the political arena, but he's still thinking about it. He might do it in the future.
Well, you know... He is charming, well-spoken, smart guy.
Governor of Pennsylvania? I don't know about that.
Well, yeah, you know, and you said earlier, too, you would, I think, to get into that arena, wouldn't you want to start, like, as an ombudsman or, like, a representative of a county in the States before you get into the Congress thing and the Senate thing or whatever trajectory you're going to take? President's big.
But Marilyn, here's the point. For a celebrity, that's not, to be an ombudsman or to be a...
Not good enough.
Not sexy enough, you know? Will Smith for city council? No way.
Did he not play a president at one point?
Did he play a president?
No, he did not play a president.
I don't know.
And The Rock
is
doing the same thing, right?
The Rock has played with the idea, right? I mean, you're the wrestling fan, Miles. Is he serious, The Rock?
I think he has talked about cooking something up before, yeah.
Listen, he's got t-shirts out now.
Do you smell what The Rock is?
It says The Rock for President 2024.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so he's serious.
Yeah, he's serious.
I don't know. The jury's still out for me on celebs being president. I don't want to, you know, everyone, by American standards, has the right to get into the process.
Sure.
It's also who's got the money as well, though.
It's that.
Oh, yeah.
It's who has the influence.
Yeah,
that's true. It cost Kanye.
Yeah.
Look how that happened.
How much did it cost him?
20 million Canadian.
Who really has that type of money other than celebrities?
And his own family didn't even vote for him.
Oh, wow.
That's when you know it's not going to work.
So on the Canadian side of things, from what I'm understanding and learning, it's like people here really just don't roll like that. Celebrities don't really jump into trying to be the prime minister. Like,
well, you know, that's true. And I was just saying that. I was just thinking about the Kent brothers, Arthur Kent, who was the scud stud, remember back in the day? And then Peter Kent, who was such a great, both of them great journalists. But Peter went off to do, to work in politics. Mm. I think he's retired now. But it's just, that's kind of the trajectory of what happens in Canada, unless I'm wrong. A lot of, like our Marcy Ian used to be the social and was a journalist for CTV News. She is now working in politics as well and working very hard. But that's, I kind of see that happening. But in the States, it's all about slash
star power.
You got it.
Well, let's just have a little imagination session, shall we?
Okay, all right.
How would you feel if the person who texted from Toronto, Jan Arden, was our president? President Jan Arden. Or excuse me, Prime Minister Jan Arden.
Well, she I'm telling you, there would be no filter. That would be, news conferences would be awesome with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
How about Prime Minister Jim Carrey? That's what someone suggested.
No, I love Jim, but no, I don't
Let me tell you something. Alanis Morissette, person says, very intelligent, well-spoken, truly cares about mental health and women's rights.
She does, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she does.
Prime Minister Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. That would be entertaining.
Slightly hotter than Trudeau?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Prime Minister Mike Holmes, so he can get 24 Sussex rebuilt.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because it's falling. Listen, it's falling apart for the Prime Minister. That house is not in good shape.
Put him on double duty.
Yeah. Get it right, good old Mike Holmes.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Maybe Mike Holmes, if you're listening, give it a shot.
Chum 104.5's birthday jackpot.
Good morning to Carrie.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Welcome to the show. Now, are you going to be able to carry this $500 we give you?
Pardon?
You got $500.
You just won $500.
And a bad joke.
Well, you know, I got it and I liked it.
All right.
How was your birthday in January?
It was okay. It was kind of mellow.
What day was your birthday in January? Is your birthday in January?
The 27th.
Oh, we're looking for the 27th.
Yeah.
I like the joke, Jamar. I got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay,
you shouldn't have admitted that, though. It was actually pretty bad.
It's okay.
But I appreciate it.
Boy, okay. That was a big spin there, Miles.
27 is coming back around. Just past the 27. Maybe it'll come around again. I don't think so. We're looking at the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Wow, 24th.
24th. Oh,
he's
careful.
Actually coming back. He's coming back.
But $500. What are you going to do with that $500?
I'm not sure. Spend it.
Yeah, for sure. Spend it on something for you. What do you really want, Carrie?
Art supplies.
There you go.
Are you like an oil painter? What do you do?
I paint rocks, actually.
You do?
Yes, I do.
That's pretty cool. All right.
Like for people's lawns and stuff?
Yes, and front porches and for presents and stuff. I have a group on Facebook, Mick Rocks.
What is it again?
It's called Mick Rocks.
Mick Rocks. That's cool. Yeah. All right.
Mick Rocks.
The McNeil
Mick
Home.
Rocks.
Yeah.
That's a cool good. Name.
That is a cool name. I like it.
All right.
All right. Well, good luck with that. And you got some money for some supplies. Awesome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Very cool.
Sounds a bit like something that would be on the McDonald's menu, doesn't it?
That'd be extremely bad marketing.
McRocks.
That'd be bad marketing for them. What? The new burger, the McRocks. It's that hard, right? No, you don't want that. Good call.
Marilyn Dennis and Jamar.
Chum 104.5.
Seth Rogen will be selling house plants in the United States. What type of plants are they? Marijuana. Mary Jane, that good ganja. Yo, Seth Rogen really loves weed. Like, really loves it. He even said it in a quote. I really love weed. Just like that.
Yeah.
And he's bringing a cannabis company called Houseplant to the United States. Launching this month. He says, if you know anything about me at all, I'm going to assume it's that I really, really love weed. That's what he said on Twitter Monday. And he really, really does love weed. When we met him at the at Canada's Walk of Fame,
yes.
It was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
He immediately launched into a weed conversation with me.
Yes.
I was just like, whoa, okay, great. Yeah. That's what we're talking about now? Okay, let's talk about it. Just talking about all the weed he was going to smoke when he left the awards show. I was like, wow.
That's right, he did. That's right.
Yeah.
Right, and his mom was funny.
His mother standing right there,
His mother standing right there. She is, how can I say, bohemian, that one.
Okay.
Liked her a lot, yeah.
So that's his cannabis company. You know how he's kind of got it started, too?
Mm.
He, at some point, I think during the pandemic, was just sitting at home and making ashtrays. This is what he was doing to pass time. He was like, designing, I think, out of maybe clay or even glass.
Yeah,
like he was making his own ashtrays, and then he kind of stepped up from there to making his own like pipes and paraphernalia, bongs and such. And now he decided to take it to the next step and say, hey, why don't I just get my own strains and brands of weed.
And why not?
Here you go.
That's his side hustle until the next movie comes around or until he starts writing another movie.
Here's the tweet right here. Almost 10 years ago, I envisioned having my own weed company. And today, I can say that my company, Houseplants Weed, will be available in California next week. Also, Houseplant is making lovely house goods like ashtrays, lighters, and yes, even ceramics. See? He just took it to the next level.
Way to go, Seth.
Way to go,
right.
Seth.
Yeah. I love that. I love his laugh. I love everything about him. And he's never, there's no filter with him, ever.
Not much of a filter. No, not much. Mm-mm. It's so funny how Canada is known for maple syrup. Like, it needs to be, like, known for weed. Like, everyone in the weed community knows that, like, the strong stuff is coming from right here in Ontario or even out west in Vancouver. Like,
yeah.
That's the, I mean, the maple syrup thing is gonna dry up at some point. No pun intended. It's going to be all weed. But that's just the future. So Seth Rogen will be taking the brand and the plant to the United States.
All right.
That's his next venture.
Match. Game.
Hello, Oselda.
Hello.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm pretty nervous.
Yeah, don't be. It's not really too difficult. How does $700 sound to you?
Sounds fantastic.
Right. Your first task is to pick a partner. Who are you playing with?
I am going to choose Marilyn.
Marilyn, you're in.
You selected Marilyn.
Bye. I'll do you right, I hope.
There she was. All right. She has taken off a headphone. She's gone. All right. Marilyn can't hear. It is time to play Match Game. Are you ready for your first word?
I am.
$700. Let's go.
Okay, Oselda. You've got 15 seconds to answer as soon as I give you the first word. And this morning, the first word is smoky.
Robinson. That's the first thing that came to you. Smoky. I'm going to go with my gut and I'm going to say Smokey Robinson.
Okay.
Are you locking it in?
I'm locking it in.
Answer locked.
Here she comes. Can't hear you. Can't hear you. Oh, no. Something happened. We can see her, but we cannot. Wait. Kind of.
We can't hear you.
Hold on. Stand by. Technical difficulty. This is great.
Hello.
There you go.
Yes.
Boy, you hit one button too badly on this 1976 the board, and you're done.
Okay,
what's the word? Oh, my God. That was
great.
A close one. Terrible. Okay.
Marilyn, the first word is smoky. What's your second word?
Oh, my God. Is there anybody else but Smokey Robinson? I say Smokey Robinson. I'm locking it in.
Answer locked.
Oselda, what did you say?
I said Smokey Robinson.
Yay!
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Glad. It's a winner. What are you going to do with the money?
Oh, my goodness. I have no clue. Maybe a flat-screen TV because mine's dying.
Okay.
$700.
$700.
Wow.
Smokey for the win. I love him now. That's awesome.
You.
Oh, thank
it's
you.
Pretty easy to love now. He's exactly the same. He hasn't aged a second.
No.
Wow. Like, what is that?
It's crazy. Only one other person texted in Robinson.
What was everybody else saying?
Smoky Room.
Smoky the Bear. Only you could prevent forest fires.
But that's
Smoky,
two words.
Smoky Bacon.
Smoky Bacon. Okay, no. Smoky Robinson for the win.
Yes, exactly. That was the first thing that came to mind. I thought, I'm going with my gut.
Baby, let's cruise. Come on.
And Smoky Eyes. A lot of makeup enthusiasts as well.
Yeah.
Smoky Eyes.
Okay, I'm so happy. I'm so happy for you. I can have a good day today. That's great.
Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you.
My pleasure. Okay, get that TV.
You're just taking the knot out of stomach.
You have.
Yes, you did.
All right. Good stuff. $700. It's just that easy.
Do it.
Yeah. What's trending in Toronto?
What's trending?
Let me know.
Azalea Hart, please keep us up to date. What is trending today?
Well, first of all, happy Canadian Bacon Day, Canada.
Yay!
I hope you're adding some to your breakfast. Oh, and fun fact, it has lower calories than the real deal. So indulge today and maybe watch the movie Canadian Bacon starring John Candy. Now, if I asked you what you thought Toronto's mascot might be, I could bet that you'd say a raccoon.
Yeah.
Because we have a whole lot of them. But Toronto, please steer clear of them. During the pandemic, Toronto has seen a spike in people being bitten or scratched by raccoons, and it's not them. It's us. We're home so much more, and that just leads to more interactions with them. So just stay away. Don't feed them. Don't pet them. And not only does the City of Toronto want you to stay away for those reasons, but also Toronto Animal Services has seen an increase in sick raccoons. So last thing you want is to get a rabies shot while also trying to get a COVID shot.
Yeah, let's not try to be like Jane Goodall and live with the gorillas for how many years and then make one connection. Like, leave them alone. They want to be left alone, by the way, don't they?
They do.
They make some weird noises, man. Yeah. I mean,
when they get in a fight, it's scary.
Oh my gosh, I've seen some royal rumbles in my backyard off raccoons, like
they are
raccoon beef. Like, it's crazy. It's wild.
All right, stay away from them. Let them live their life. Okay.
Leave the trash pandas alone.
Mm-hmm.
The trash pandas. That's right. Mm-hmm. Now we are all dreaming for the day when the world can reopen, and you know that day is actually much sooner for Texas and Mississippi. Starting next Wednesday, they are reopening businesses again 100%. And the governors of Texas and Mississippi both announced on Tuesday that they would be lifting their state's mask mandates and rolling back many of their COVID-19 health mandates. Just one day after the CDC warned against complacency in the face of emerging coronavirus variants.
Yeah, this is scary. This is going to be the one to watch. And there's a lot of people in those cities in those two states people are very, very wary of whether or not they want to open up their businesses, knowing about those variants. Bring on those vaccines, right?
Exactly. And meanwhile, speaking of vaccines, in Tennessee, the woman who gave $1 million to Moderna, Dolly Parton, she is getting the vaccine. She posted a video on Twitter with the caption, "Dolly gets a dose of her own medicine." Take a listen to this. This may just be my new favorite song.
Vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late.
Thanks, Dolly.
Thank you, Dolly. All right, Azalea, that's great. That's good. That's good to hear from her. $1 million to fund Moderna. And now she's finally she's in the right age group to get the vaccine. Way to go, Dolly. We love you so much.
Chum 104.5. Good morning.
Marilyn, Dennis, and Jamar. Just turn it up and turn it up. Toronto's morning show.
The Jamaican community, the reggae community, and the world of pop music, really, realistically, community is mourning the loss, a massive loss yesterday. Bunny Wailer, the last surviving member of Bob Marley and the Wailers, that epic, epic reggae group, passed away yesterday.
Aww. How old? In the 70s or something like that?
Yeah, at the age of 73.
Still young, yeah. Boy, one of the founding members, I understand, too,
one of the founding members, and just a really very, very colorful personality, you know, just outspoken person in terms of politics, social justice, rights, you know, the rights for black people, the rights for Jamaica at large, and just, you know, he was a very, very, very memorable character for anybody who follows that group or that music. Bunny Wailer will be missed by many.
Was he the percussionist?
No. Bunny Wailer was one of the, he was a songwriter, singer. He was a percussionist too,
but
he did the bongos, tambourines, stuff like that. Yeah, but also sang vocals as well. So yes. But man, the personality, very colorful personality, really cool guy.
They say, "We remain grateful for the role that Bunny Wailer played in the development and popularity of reggae music across the world." No kidding. That's amazing.
So that will be a massive loss. I suggest that anybody, if you ever make it to Jamaica, you got to get to the Bob Marley Museum, which is on 56 Hope Road, right in the heart of Kingston. It's so accessible. It's right there. But it's the home of Bob Marley and the Wailers, and there's so much great stuff in there. You actually see his actual vehicle, his Land Cruiser, that's sitting in the house that you could go and look at. You could walk through the house. You see bullets that came flying through the house, and the bullet holes are still there from things that happened, you know, people trying to come in there and mess with the band. It's truly a great tour.
Chum 104.5. Chum 104.5.